Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. Great poetry terrifies the herd. I want you to think about that one. Great poetry terrifies the herd. Now you're saying, Robin, what the heck does that one mean? Well, one of my favorite cities on the planet is Barcelona. And I remember one day I was walking through the Born district, I love getting lost in different cities. It's a great education to travel our tiny planet. So I was walking through the Born district and I was just looking around and being inspired by the architecture and looking at the people and just fully present in the moment. And I stumbled upon this amazing Picasso museum. So I walk in and I start looking at Picasso's art, and I'm a great fan of art. And I look at the art and I study the art and I make notes about the art and I'm provoked by the art. And towards the end of my visit through the Picasso Museum, I see this plaque on the wall. And here's what it said. People were disturbed by the genius of Picasso. And that insight has remained with me as an artist for so many years. Great poetry. When you do anything disruptive, anything original, it's going to be laughed at. It's going to scare people. You know, it's going to threaten people because the majority, the status quo, the herd, they are standing on the foundations of the truths they believe are true. And so anything that disrupts it, whether it's a new business, whether it's new art, whether it's a book that challenges people, it's much easier to shoot the messenger than to embrace the message. When the 5 AM Club first came out, it was such a disruptive book. The models like the 10 Rituals of Daily Genius and the Twin Cycles of Elite Performance, which actually suggests rest is not a luxury, it's a necessity. The whole 5 AM protocol that I teach in the book, the 20-20-20 formula, the whole idea of getting up before the sun so that you bulletproof your interior life based on the Spartan warrior saying, sweat more in training and you'll bleed less in war, was a scary thought to people who don't want to change. And so some of the early readers of the book went on to social media and started knocking down the book until something really interesting happened. Enough people read the 5 AM Club to sort of rewrite the whole perception. And I reached a critical mass where people started saying, here's the results I'm getting. Here's how I feel. Here's what it's doing for me productively, creatively, in my business, in my life, or even for my spirituality. And then the tide completely changed. The larger point for you is to simply remember, bring your magic and originality to the world. But when you do, just understand that it's going to terrify people. If you look at the great visionaries, Nikola Tesla, Shakespeare, Nelson Mandela, you look at some of the great musical artists, whether it was Madonna or Lady Gaga, or look at some of the great artists like Jean-Michel Basquiat or Rembrandt or Monet. These people were all misunderstood.
I hope you received excellent value in today's episode of Daily Mastery. If you'd like to go deeper, head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download the World Changers Manifesto, my free ebook. You'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, a truly world-class video-based learning program that will help you upgrade your productivity, your impact, and the quality of your life. I wish you an amazing day.